Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Sometimes in life, we all need a little help, understanding, and support to stay on a path that is fulfilling, inspiring, and healthy. I believe also that we all want to evolve and learn and find out what our purpose is. I think that's a question that comes up in our lives often. Our guest today, Randy Spelling, is an ICF certified life coach. He's a motivational speaker and author. He grew up in the entertainment industry and was an actor for most of his youth, was on primetime television, and changed his whole life and shifted it into a really amazing amazing story and journey. And he's now a successful life coach, and he has a practice and a book that just came out called Unlimiting You. Welcome, Randy, to the show.
Thanks, Erica. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So how can a life coach help someone, and how did this come about for you? Where, you know, how was this... did you have a life coach yourself?
I didn't, at least at first. So it came about for me just as a natural progression. I was, as you said, I was in the entertainment business for quite a while. I actually dabbled in the music industry for 4 years and had a independent record label, which I ran. And I kept finding myself searching for success and fulfillment in ways such as bigger, more extreme. I had a pretty close to death addiction that I was dealing with,
right.
And right around that time, my father passed away in 2006, and at that time, it just everything came to a head, and I literally dropped to my knees one night and said, I need help, and if I'm going to live like this, I just don't want to continue to live. I feel like I'm here for more. It, deep inside of me, I know that there's more to life than this.
Mm-hmm.
And that night set about some real changes, and I cleaned myself up, and in doing so, I asked myself some big questions, such as, okay, what now? How do I want to know myself now in this next chapter of my life?
Right.
And what was revealed was I didn't really want to do entertainment, at least in that way, anymore. Mm-hmm. And someone suggested life coaching for me to do. And I at that point, 8 years ago, I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of research, found out about it, and enrolled in a program. And through the process, just fell in love with it. And I did have to be coached from another life coach. We have to have mentor mm-hmm. coaches. And I just found it very, very helpful, very easy, and I was able to make really big strides quickly.
Right. And you know, it's so powerful, your story, because it's kind of like you were set up to kind of live a life that was given to you. You know, your father was one of the most prolific Hollywood producers, Aaron Spelling, and you were kind of, you know, presented this life, this lifestyle, and you could have taken that, and you did take that, and it sounds like, you know, it wasn't working for you, and it's like, you know, you started climbing your own ladder instead of climbing someone else's, is, you know, always really powerful, and I think it takes so much strength and courage to actually look at your life and say, hey, this is not working for me, and especially when drugs and alcohol are involved in the picture, I think it kind of helps propel that faster, maybe, or you could see it faster, how that's not adding value to your life.
Is right, that... and you, of course, know this as well, is that these days it seems like so many people are looking around and saying, wait a second, what I thought would make me happy is just not making me happy. And even
right.
more so, this isn't working. Something is mm-hmm. not working in my life. And so it's important to find out what's not working and switch to find something that is.
Exactly. And did you find for yourself that, you know, going inward and kind of reflecting on what's going on emotionally with you and spiritually with you is something that you never did before, and that was the turning point, or?
Well, funny enough, I actually did do that before. I was a pretty avid spiritual seeker, if you will, into all things metaphysical and... anything from psychological to New Age, I mean, it really ran the gamut. And I was really lucky to have about 3 years of a deep exploration with that world. And I believe that that is having that sense of connection to something more mm-hmm. actually in some ways saved me, because I knew that it existed. If I hadn't had that, and I was in the dark part of my life where I said I was really close to death. I mean, I should have died literally a handful of times. And I know that gets thrown around so much in the recovery world, but I mean, I did. I woke up in hospitals. I woke up not knowing where I was. My heart stopped beating. And yeah. if I didn't know that other sort of spiritual world, that connection existed, I would have given up. I would have said that this is for the birds. I'm done.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, being sensitive to that and having that inner knowingness and having that, you know, when you change your life, having that hope, I think what you're talking about, the hope and faith that there is something else out there and there is something, whether it's you think the universe or, you know, a higher power, whatever that is, does give you faith to kind of surrender the drugs and alcohol, surrender to, you know, living your best life. And with that being said, I mean, we have so much to talk about, which we'll get a chance. But with that being said, how has life coaching been something that you've really like come to, you know, share with others? Like, how has that helped? How have you seen that help others? And how could somebody get value from that?
Excuse me. Well, to make a distinction here is yes, I'm a certified life coach. I also work with many different modalities. So life mm-hmm. coaching is kind of just a broad and general term. Is an umbrella term for all the work that I do.
Right.
So it's hard to just define in terms of what life coaching is, because it is more than the definition of that.
Oh, yeah, so much.
I've sort of watched it grow from learning how to be a life coach, learning how to use powerful language and get to deep questioning and work with clients. And then I had to bring in my own style, my own voice,
right.
you know, different modalities to make a really unique blend of work that supports the client holistically in many different areas.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's so holistic and multi-layered, like you said. It's not just, you know, hey, I'm going to tell you what to do. It's getting into the depth of, you know, their history, I'm sure, and their trauma and what they want for their lives and their intentions. So anyone's out there, just quickly, what would you say for them, you know, if they want to investigate this life coaching, would you just recommend somebody, you know, go onto the ICF website or?
Yes. I mean, wherever they are, they could look up a life coach in their area. If there's a certain type of coaching or some problem that they're having, search that online and see, you know, what types of practitioners come up. The great thing is there's so many, it's literally one of the fastest growing professions in the world. So there's so many life coaches, there's so many therapists, there's so many people these days. I mean, there is no shortage of information. There's no shortage of people who can provide incredible help. So it's out there. I think the first step is just reaching out, saying, okay, I want something to change. I'm ready. Where can I get it? Because once that question is asked, the answers do come.
Right. And that's great advice, because I just think it's so important that people do reach out and, you know, kind of let go and allow others to come in and bring some, you know, value and knowledge to their lives. So thank you so much for this important discussion. And where can people find you, Randy?
I'm online. It's randyspelling.com. And they can look me up on the website.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing how you've shifted your life and all the wonderful work you're doing now. That's wonderful. Glad to have you on. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for listening and stay well.